Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And the Enforcer.
From an undisclosed location, we have the Enforcer, and welcome. And you got the elk back there. And welcome back to our predictions video. This time, it's going to be for SummerSlam 2021, which we're going to be reacting to live on the YouTubes this coming Saturday. Tomorrow, because this is going up on Friday, or if you're watching this on Saturday tonight. So be sure to check that out. Of course, tomorrow we're going to be live reacting to TakeOver. We're not going to do a recap after. We're going to live react to it because it should be a really fun show, and we're going to be all tired by that point. Big show. Let's just go ahead and hop into it. Larson, what's the first
match? First, let me confidence points that we employ here at Going In Raw for our predictions. Real quick, for example, SummerSlam, 10 matches. Match you're most confident, you give 10 points. Least confident, 1 point. So on down the line. So each match has a unique confidence point value attached to it. You get your pick right, you get those points. Whoever has most points at the end of the show wins. Predictions. I got Big Red on this beanbag over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where am I?
Right there.
Somebody help me.
So let's get right into it. First match, Edge, You Think You Know Me versus Seth Rollins, Enforcer. Who do you got winning this match?
Yes. This one here seems like it could be or should be simple. Put all the points that you can muster on Edge other than the ones that are a lock, right? But I don't know if Edge is such a lock to the point where I wouldn't be shocked if Seth actually does win it. But still, I do have Edge, but I'm going right down the middle. I've only got 5 on Edge for this one.
What about you, Steve?
I have Edge with 7 only because there are three other matches. What are the three other matches I'm more confident? No, I'm pretty confident in this one. Yeah, it's 7. I got 7 confidence points.
All right. I got Edge with 4. I'm pretty sure he's going to win, but as Enforcer said, if Seth somehow pulls out a W here, I wouldn't exactly be surprised.
If Edge had any like before this, what he had WrestleMania, he got stacked. Mm-hmm. Oh no, he had his rematch and he lost clean. Edge knee, it's weird because Edge is this dude who's like on his you know, he's still kind of on his comeback tour. Let's face it. It still sort of feels like he's only been around for a little while and he's just eating a bunch of losses. Seth's the guy who screwed him out of his title shot. That's why I've got a lot of confidence points on this. I could go all the way up to 9 in terms of my confidence points here, but I'm a little bit, you know, some of the math here on these other ones play out a little bit better.
Totally.
All actually, right. You know what? I'm going to 9. I got 9 on this
9.
One.
Wow.
Yeah, I got 9 on this one. Wow. Yeah. I'll flip these ones here.
Wow. That's That's a lot of confidence points. 9.
Yeah.
He went ahead and talked himself into a niner there. All right.
Worked myself into a shoot, rooting brother.
For Seth super hard on this match. Next match we got here, Eva Marie versus Alexa Bliss. Steve, who you got?
I got Alexa Bliss with 4. Not a lot of confidence points simply because it's Alexa Bliss. And I don't know. They could like what's her face? Dewdrop could turn on Eva Marie and end up getting Alexa Bliss disqualified technically. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like I only have 4 confidence points, but it's still on Alexa Bliss because they don't seem too worried about protecting Eva Marie. Nope. And I like that. So that's what I got. 4 confidence points.
What about you, Enforcer?
All right. I'm much in line with you guys or with Steve here. I've only got 3 on Alexa, but much like what you were saying, Dewdrop could cause interference and cost the DQ, but also she could interfere on Eva Marie's behalf and get her the win. That's why I've only got 3 on Alexa for this match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Bliss with 5. Everything you both said is 100% accurate. I'm just hoping this is finally when Dewdrop walks out on Eva Marie, and if they're going to do something with Dewdrop taking up some sort of Lily-type role, that'll happen. They'll start that storyline on Raw the following night, or yep. 2 nights after, since pay-per-view's on Saturday. I have to get used to that. I got Alexa weird. Bliss on with 5 confidence points. I feel like some capacity, she'll probably get the win here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Next, Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal. Man, I really want Jinder to win this match. I really do. He's been humiliated left and right.
Yeah.
Up and down this entire feud. That being said, though, I just don't think it's going to happen. This might be one of those feuds where like Drew wins and they'll find some excuse to keep the feud going, even though Drew has humiliated Jinder this entire time. I'll be rooting for Jinder, but I got Drew only 2 confidence points.
Same. I've got Drew with 2 confidence points. They're selling like inflatable swords of Angela. They've named it Angela. I feel like this is kind of an easy one. In fact, I'm going to go up to 5 confidence points on this one here, and I'm going to flip out this one here in case that doesn't happen. So, I'll go Drew with 5 confidence points.
I must not really watch Raw anymore because I actually got way more confidence in Drew winning this thing.
It's probably a smart move, to be honest with you.
I've got 7 on Drew winning this thing.
There you go.
I think actually the best thing for Jinder is that he is in a feud that is on TV.
That's a win for him.
Just being on SummerSlam is his go over moment. That's why I got Drew with 7.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
That is a good point. Next, for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos taking on Rey and Dom Mysterio. Enforcer, who do you got?
I got Usos with 4 just because I just figure, like, also the other thing, they showed a highlight where Rey and Dom watched the paternity match with Eddie this past week. I think that's their big moment of reflection and winning this. And yeah, I think also Dom turns on Ray here over his BS and the Usos win this. Usos with 4 confidence points.
How about you, Steve?
I have the Usos with 3 confidence points. I totally think that Dom's going to turn, but he might not. I don't know. I got the Usos with 3 confidence points. I mean, I'm not really, I'm confident they're going to win. I'm actually pretty confident they're going to win. I probably should have put 4 in this one and Bliss 3, but whatever. A 3 is fine.
All right, I got Uso 7. They're winning this. 1,000%.
Yeah, they're winning this.
Dom's probably going to turn on. Well, they might start the story of Dom turning his back on Ray. I don't know if they're going to
But either way, it means the Usos win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Uso 7 for Ole Larson. Next up for the Raw Women's Championship, champion Nikki A.S.H. versus Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Steve, who do you got?
I have Nikki A.S.H. retaining with only 2 confidence points because the story's been terrible. Who knows if they're looking at the reaction to Nikki A.S.H. right now and they're like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. She just released 2 merch shirts. There's all sorts of tweets of kids and Instagrams of kids with the shit on. So they're probably going to have her retain. I feel pretty strong about that. But it's Charlotte. And it's Rhea Ripley, who's actually getting a better babyface reaction. You don't bet against either of those things. I'm going to, but with a really small amount of confidence points.
Yes, yes, yes. I got Nikki with 6. Like, the story has been an absolute mess, but it's going to even seem messier if they have her lose the title now. It's plainly obvious they have no idea what they're doing. So if you have no idea what story you're trying to tell here, just keep the title on her, and then hopefully the next storyline you'll figure it out.
It'll be better, yeah.
It'll be better. So I got Nikki with 6. How about you, Enforcer?
Yeah, I'm much in line with you guys. I've got Nikki, and I've got the same points as Steve. I've got 2. Yeah, it really could go either way, and honestly, probably just the way it's booked, it should go the other way. But yeah, man, I mean, merch shirts, kids are gravitating to it. You got to give the fans something here, especially since you got a big live crowd here. So yeah, Nikki with 2 confidence points.
Next up for the U.S. title, Sheamus, your champion, taking on Damian Priest.
Damian Priest.
This one's tough because, as Steve said the other day, this seems like one of those matches where Sheamus wins on pay-per-view and then on the following Raw, Damian Priest wins. Like, Sheamus hasn't really defended the belt, though, either. Has he had any, like, he had that one successful defense against Humberto Carrillo since he won the title. I think that's it.
I think I want to say, like, Sean Ross Sapp said something along the lines of he's, like, had either 3 matches or 3 defenses since Mania, but 3 defenses doesn't even sound right.
No. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this either. Like you guys said,
The only solid point, sorry, not to interrupt
that's
you.
Fine.
The only solid point that I've heard. So I did kind of a video where I talked about my thoughts on SummerSlam over WrestleJuice. Somebody in the comments said they're not going to have a show, or they're probably not going to have a show where none of the titles change hands. And I was like, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And so I have 1 confidence point on Damian Priest.
Yeah.
It goes against my gut. And I feel like maybe they'd want Keith Lee to be the guy to take the title off Sheamus, but they really seem to like Priest. He's done a good job with everything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people like him quite a bit. So this has Raw rematch written all over it, and Priest wins it the next day. But I kind of feel like there's got to be a title change. I have an idea for a title change a little bit later on, but I think it's going to be Priest coming away with the U.S. title. Right. I'm not happy with it. I got 1 confidence point.
Yeah.
And he hasn't, on Raw, have they done like a one-on-one match with Priest and Sheamus?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they do that yet?
They did a championship contender where Priest
they
beat
did
him.
A championship. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, man. God dang.
I know. Initially, I thought Priest with 1 confidence point. The more I think about it, I'm like, I don't know. How about
I tell you what, I'm taking Damian Priest with 6.
Wow, manic pick.
On this one right here, baby. This one right here.
You know what?
The good old Enforcer. Manic pick, baby.
That's insane. That's insanity. You're crazy. I'm. You know what, man? I said before. I have Sheamus winning, and it's a Raw rematch. I'm sticking with that with 1 confidence point. In honor of that manic pick right there, I'm going to go against.
There we go.
I feel like it should be a title change. Sheamus with.
Well, then I'll stick with my initial pick. Priest, 1 confidence point. There we go.
There we go.
We're
all different varying levels of stuff.
Next, this is likely to be a title change here for the Raw tag team titles. AJ and Amos taking on RK Bro. I mean, it's entirely possible that Orton ends up turning on. On Riddle. This storyline is so over right now. They can milk this for a while.
It's hugely over.
I got RK Bro. I got 8 confidence points. They're picking up those tag titles.
I'm not far behind. I've got 7 confidence points.
I've got 9.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I think I started at 9, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For everything that you guys said, I mean, like this thing, you could milk this thing all the way to the next Mania if you lay it out right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Totally.
But when they do it.
yeah, exactly. Next for the WWE Championship, your champion, the almighty champion, Bobby Lashley, taking on Bill Goldberg. Enforcer.
Goldberg.
Who do you got?
Oh, man. Easy 10 in the bank here, right here. Bobby Lashley, 10.
Wow. All right.
How about you, Steve?
I like it. I go Lashley with 8. But I do think that there's a possibility Big E cashes in at the end of this match. That might. Could you imagine if he cashed in before and he got his Goldberg badge? What has he talked about? Oh, big gosh. Men slapping meat. I can't think of two bigger men than Lashley and Goldberg, and then throw Big E. I would love to see that happen. The crowd would be completely eating it alive. Yep. They would love every second of it. Maybe it protects everybody, but I'm going to go just straight up right now, Lashley with 8 confidence.
Yeah, I got Lashley with 9. This continues to be a one-on-one bout between Lashley and Goldberg. Lashley's totally winning. Go home math on Raw seems to indicate Lashley is winning. Bobby Lashley with a W. Next, for the SmackDown Women's Championship, your champion, Bianca Belair, taking on Sasha Banks. So, Steve, do you got a theory here about a title change?
No, it was going to be the Lashley one. It was the Big E potentially coming out of it. I thought that's a possibility.
Gotcha.
No, I think that Sasha Banks is on part-time duty right now, and I think that Belair is going to win this. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what the story is, how many callbacks to their previous match they're going to use. But, is it possible Sasha Banks comes out on top with some shenanigans? I think it's possible. But I'm not going to bet on it. I think that they're actually doing a really good job with Bianca. Mm-hmm. I'll go with this is my, now that I talk about it, it's probably a bad pick, but I got Belair with 6 confidence points.
Okay. I got Belair with 3. Sasha apparently has Carmella and Zelina Vega having her back. I don't know how that's going to play into anything come SummerSlam. Who knows?
Becky could show up too.
So they could have a situation here where Sasha wins and they go and have a third match, a rubber match somewhere down the line. Bianca picks the title back up. But then I got Bianca with 3. I just feel like it would make more sense to have Bianca pick up the win here again. But I could definitely see a scenario where Sasha gets the W.
Given that Bianca sort of stood tall last week, I get the feeling that this week, tomorrow night, Sasha's going to stand tall, and then it'll be kind of easier to, you know.
Yeah.
But you never know. Enforcer, what do you think on this one?
I think this one right here, you were talking about title changes. You got to have at least one. I'm saying we're going to get 2 here. Sasha with 1.
Okay.
That is, I'm just spitting out here. I'm just thinking that's going to set up Becky showing up, face off sort of thing. The crowd goes wild. That's where I'm going, but I'm extremely narrow with that confidence. Only 1 point on
Sasha. Yeah, they could also send Bianca to Raw. If she drops a title here, that's a possibility.
That's true. Our main event is next for the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns, head of the table, versus John Cena. Enforcer, who do you got? Or Steve, you want to go first?
Well, you see, what you got here is the classic part-timer trying to come in there and glom off the current reigning defending champion of the premier brand. Seen it time and time again, and the formula will continue to hold true. Roman with 8 confidence points.
Yeah.
Roman with 10. The tribal, he is the Deonna Purrazzo of WWE. Yeah. Always has the most confidence points on Roman Reigns.
Yeah, until proven wrong.
John Cena is going to get on a plane. Maybe he'll fight Finn after this. I don't know. And then he'll hop on that plane and go shoot Argyle in Europe.
Yep.
All right. Anyways, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below with your confidence points. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you guys at SummerSlam. Well, hopefully we'll see you tonight at Rampage first. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.